Vayter and Chasper and Daf Tez Zayin, picking at the very, very top of the page. We did this already, but we're going to do it again from the top line. Kol Mazonosav Shaladim Ketzuvim Lo Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The amount of money a person is going to be making over the year is decided from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur between those two times. Chutz, except for him, Yotzel Shabbos, Yotzel Yom Tovim, Yotzel Zban of Talmud Torah, except for the things you spend on Shabbos, Yontif, and Talmud Torah. That's on the Ribono Shalom's tab. Shem Pichis, Pochsin Lo. If you spend less, you'll get less. Vimhosif, Mosifin Lo. If you spend more, you get more. In other words, you get paid back for that. Amar Lo, Mikra. What pasuk do we have that tells us that is cost of the Mazonos on Rosh Hashanah? Well, we have the famous pasuk that we say in Mikiddush. Tik b'chodesh shofar b'kesei yom chageinu, blowing the shofar at a time when it's kesei. Rashi explains that when it says b'kesei yom chageinu, abachodesh koi, the tiku b'chodesh halavana shofar k'shim iskasa b'yom chageinu. What holiday is it that the moon is hidden? It's only Rosh Hashanah. Izu chag she hachodesh miskasa bo. That's bekese, that it's covered up. That's only haviyom is Rosh Hashanah. Other the holidays are in the beginning, are the middle of the month. Rosh Hashanah is only at the beginning of the month when we don't see the moon. V'ksev ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat elokei Yaakov. And what does that mean when it says ki chok li Yisrael? Chok literally means just like a law. We also know the word chok can mean cash money, someone's mizonos. Sustenance. Ki chok, my mashma dahai chok lishna de mizone. How do you see that the word chok means lishna mizone? The chsev v'achlu es chukam asher nasan lehem paro. And they ate their chukam, which means what they were with their set amount of food that the paro gave to them. Is talking about the kohanim, not Jewish kohanim, but the goyish, the in Mitzrayim, that paro gave them. Certain amount of mazonos. Marzut Armi Mihalcha from the following. Chufeni lechem chuki. Feed me my amount of lechem, of bread, chuki, or meaning my sustenance. So we see that on the day, which is Kesel Yom Chageinu, then it's going to be chok, which is Rosh Hashanah. That's when it's going to be decided. So we see at least from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, that's when it's going to be decided. Vayter Tanya, famous Gemara. Amar Rav Shammai, is what can they say about Shammai? Kol yomav hayochel lechvod Shabbos. Every day he would eat for the kavod Shabbos. How does that work? Matzah behima. No, let's say he found a beautiful animal. So what he would do is Amar Zul Shabbos said, "This isn't going to put aside for Shabbos." Matzvah cheres. No, he meant he found one that was nicer. He would leave over the second one for Shabbos, and vaochel shmishon, he'd eat the first one. So he's eating the first one b'kedusha Shabbos. Aval hil el hazaken midah cheres hoysel. He dealt with it a little bit differently. He just ate whatever he had. Shekol ma'isav l'shem shemayim. Everything he did was l'shem shemayim. Rashi says boteach shetizdamin lo no l'shabbos. He trusted Hashem's going to take care of him for Shabbos. So he just ate whatever he got, and then he knows Hashem will take care of it. As the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem yom yom. Blesses Hashem every single day. Tanya Rabbi Yerbaisa spells this out. Pesham yomim mechad shabach l'shabosech. From the first day of the Shabbat of the week, get ready for Shabbos. So we say, "Amen, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom." You just every day, Hashem will take care of it. Don't worry about it. Someone gives a gift to his friend; he does not have to tell him. Rashi says, "Lomar shaloi heze Yosef v'toa meheichan ba a loved over ze." You don't have to answer up the guy in his mind's question of like, where is this coming from? You don't have to tell him. Shenema, the pasuk says, Moshe liyada ki karen or panav. Moshe didn't know that his face was shining when he came in from the mountain, and his face was shining. He had to put on a sheet, you know, when you talk with people. But he didn't know about him. Hashem didn't tell him that happened. Meisvei, really, you don't have to tell someone. Ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Pasuk says about Shabbos that you should tell Bnei Yisrael at Shabbos that I sanctify you. Rashi says, this is Reisha Dekra, Acha Shapsosai Tishmoru, Omai Ladas, Rotsa Anisha Todiyam, Mamatana Cheshuva, Animavakash Litanim. You should tell them what beautiful gift I'm giving to them. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Moshe said to Moshe, Moshe Matana Tova, Yeshli Beiskin Azai, Shamoshimo. He says, I have this amazing gift that's in my stars, and Shabbos is its name. Vani Mevakesh Litnali Yisrael. And I want to give it to Bnei Yisrael. Lechu Diosam, go and tell them that I'm giving it to them. Mikanam Rav Shem Gamliel, and those same Pasatina, Rav Shem Gamliel learns from here. That let's say you give bread to a kid, Tzarech Lo Dialima, you have to make sure that his mother knows. How do you do such a thing? Rashi says, "Lasis lo os v'simen shem yochlu kodem sheyav liimo." You can make a sign. So let's say because he eats the bread before he gets to his mom won't know that he even ate anything. You know that he would give it to him. So he would make a sign. Tiras os, and she would see the sign and she would ask, "Who did this to you?" And he would say, "Oh, Plony did this to me. He also gave me bread." And through that, then the parents are going to know that you know that he's a friend, someone that loves him, and it's increase love in Kalal Yisrael. So on the one hand, do you have to tell the person when you're going to give him a gift? You don't have to tell the person. So Zimmer Lokasha, Haba Matana Davida Ligluye. One of them is talking about when it's going to be known. Haba Matana Davida Ligluye. And one's talking about when it won't be known. So if it won't be known, then you have to go and tell them. If it will be known, you don't have to tell them. Rashi says, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to tell him because eventually it's going to be known. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's not going to be known. And so too with the mother or the kid, they're not going to know about it unless they go and make some sort of sign. So therefore, you have to go ahead and tell them. Frak the Gemara, really? Shabbos? Nami matana David l'gluyish. We know Shabbos also is a gift that was going to be known. You didn't have to tell us it was going to be known. All right, how do So why does Shem decide to tell us? Matan schar lo vidulugle. Maybe they know about Shabbos, but they wouldn't know the schar they're going to get for it. And that he had to tell. Amar mat. Mikanam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Anosin pasal tino klod tzarich l'dior limo. Like we said, you have to go and you have to tell it to the mama. My ovid lei. So what did you do in order to make sure they know? Shayefli mishcho malei lei kuchla. You rub a little oil on him and you put this type of paint all around his eyes, Rashi says. It's a lovely thing to do to a child random in the street. But nowadays that we're chayoshish for kshafim, maybe from other things also, some random person puts on his face. My, what do you do? Amar papa, shayefli me'osa amin. You take that type of food that he's eating that you're giving to him and you rub that on him. So you give him some chocolate, smear some chocolate on his cheek, and then his parents are going to see it. What's that? Oh, that's some random person gave it to me, or someone in the neighborhood, and therefore, wow, it increased love in Klaisel. All the mitzvahs Hashem gave to Bnei Yisrael, nothing to b'farhesia. He gave him b'farhesia. Chutz mi Shabbos, nothing to sin except for Shabbos, which he gave it to us b'tzina. Beautiful, loving relationships of intimacy. Shenamar beini uvein Bnei Yisrael, osi liolam. Between me and Bnei Yisrael, it's an osi liolam. It's a sign between us. Ah, beautiful, but it's just between us. Yachi. So then the goyim shouldn't be held accountable for it. The Gemara of Rezar says that the Nachim are like, ah, you didn't accept Shabbos, you didn't accept it, ah, so you should get the smackdown for it, but they didn't know about it. The Gemara, no, Shabbos, yeah, they certainly knew about the concept of Shabbos, absolutely. Matan Schar lo odinu, but they didn't tell them, they didn't know about the Schar they're going to get for it. V'yibay Yisema, or Matan Schar nami odinu, but they also knew about the Schar, but the Shami Yisera lo odinu, we didn't tell about the Shami Yisera, says Rashi, Rochev lev lemenucho, lesimcho, lios pasuach, lerevacha, It gives it opens us up to be able to menucha and joy, and not only that, we can eat more food. We can actually eat more food, and we can enjoy eating a lot of food. Right? Rashi says most of Rashi brings down from Tainis, Shemarchivin Daito LaChilishtia. It opens the mind for Chilishtia, also the stomach. Tamar Yishtalker says Neshami Yaseira No Sin Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Adam Erev Shabbos. Hashem gives a yid on Neshami Yaseira on Erev Shabbos on Motzi Shabbos. No Tano Samer, and he takes it back from him on Motzi Shabbos. Shenemar Shavas Vayinofash. The pasuk says Shavas Vayinofash, and Rashi explains what does that mean. Vayinofash Darshinun Lei Oy Al Hanefesh Shahoy Chalo. That's Vayinofash is Voy Nefesh. Woe to the soul that it's left. Came into Shavas Vay of the Nefesh, like the Gemara spells out. Once it's gone, it's lost, right? So now we don't have it anymore. Oh, Sodom Tavshim Erev Shayom Tov. Now we're getting back into the discussion that we had about the Erev Tavshilin. The Mishnah had said that you're allowed to, if you have any on Yom Tov that falls at Erev Shabbos, if you have Fridays Yom Tov than Shabbos, don't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If you have leftover food, then you could eat it on Shabbos. But also Tavshil Erev Yom Tov, and you can go and you can make a Tavshil of Yom Tov. In other words, you can make an Erev Tavshilin, that you can prepare something and get it ready for Erev Tavshilin. Amar Abaye, Lo Shano Ela Tavshil. We're only talking about here that it's a Tavshil of a Paslo. You can't use bread. My Paslo. Why not? Why can't you use bread? Elam Midi the Melafis, meaning you can use something that can have like a condiment type of thing. In other words, it's got to be something that goes along with bread. Rashi explains that lifton ba'in and demucha milsa shasu the Shabbos. It's got to be something which is that can be put on it, not just bread itself. That can be dafka clear that's done for Shabbos. Upas lo melafta, but pas itself doesn't work. Hilchach Rashi says it's not something which pas is not lefis. You don't melafis something with it. It means you don't. It's not like meat or chicken or fish or something that's going on bread. It's just bread itself. Therefore, it's not mucha milsa that it's. Because every day a person has bread. So how do you know it's anything that's dafka for Shabbos? Well, I frak the Gemara, is that what your problem is? Midum lafis minan and pas lo melafsa? For daisa na midum melafsa. We also know that you don't use daisa, which is like grain type of porridgey type of thing. And that's something which isn't used in order for, it's not lefis. But we know the Amr of Zera. Of Zera says, hold on, let's see. Why do you know that? The Amr of Zera, Hani Bavloi Tifshoid Achli Nama de Benama. They used to go have the Bavloim, the Babylonians used to have bread, and they would put daisa on the bread. They put this like grain on the bread. And they send these foolish Bavloim because they're eating bread with bread. From Rav Nechumi Bar Zechari Mishmed Abaye, Arvin Bedaisa. But you're allowed to go ahead and have daisa for an Erev Tavshilin, even though it's not lefes. Ella must be, we need something which is not common. Upas shchicha, and it's very common to have bread. Everybody's bread every day, all day. But daisa lo shchicha, but that's not something that's shchich. So even though it's not lefes, it's not a lifton, still nonetheless it can be used. So you can't use bread because it's shchich, and you can't use daisa because it's not shchiach. Igdami something just the very differently. Amar Abaye says lo shana la tafshil, and he said a tafshil of al pas lo, you can't use pas. My time or I can't use pas. Ilay medemidid lo shchiach meinan is because you need something that's lo shchiach in order to use upas shchicha, and pas is common. Vadaisa lo shchicha, but when vadaisa is not from of the chuni bar zechayim shmid Abaye ain marvam daisa, you can't be doing with daisa. Oh, so it must be that's not the deciding factor over here. Ella midib in lafis meinan, it's got to be something that's malaf. So pas lo malafta. If pas is not something which is malafes, it's not something which is like it's like malave. It comes along with it. V'daisa nami lo malafta. It's also damar rav zera. As we know, hani bavloi tipshoy dachli nama banama. They would have bread without a bread. They were called foolish for behaving in such a way. Clearly, it wasn't something which was known as lefes. Tani ravchi adoshim shebeshuli kedera. Let's say a person is eating on erev yontif. And Erev Yontif, they end up eating beans, and they leave over a little bit of the beans, a little bit of adashim, lentils, at the bottom of the pot. You can now use them for Erev Tavshilin. Rashi says that Shabashuli Kedera, Shanishu below Miskavin. You don't have Kavanah to keep it. They just ended up staying there because you didn't finish it off. You don't say it's not Chashav, it's Batl, because you don't have that in mind. But rather, you can now use it for it. But that's only if you have a Kazayas. If you don't have a Kazayas, no good. If you have fat that's on a knife, you can drag it off. You can use every tavshilin. But only if you have a kazayas. It's like the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav. Dugim kitanim aluchim. You have small salty fish. Ein behem yishum bishul yinachim. There's no issue of bishul akum. Rashi says, Ein behem yishum bishul yinachim. Shegozer chachamim bishul yinachim yishum takan chasnus. The chachamim said it's also to go ahead and eat cooked food from a guy, because you're going to get close to them, and then you're going to end up having your kids marry each other. Va'al shenochal kamoshu chai. But something that's eaten raw, lo gozu al bishule. There's no bishul. There's no isar bishul akum by it. The kevet shenechal kamoshu chai ain't a bishul. The law hani midi doesn't help at all because it can be eaten raw. We eat through salting it. We eat it. Once it's salted, so now it's fine. It's already good to be eaten right now, so cooking it doesn't change anything. Am Rav Yosef, im etzalon nachri. Let's say they went in and they roasted it. So mechalim shom erev tavshilin. You cannot use it for erev tavshilin. You see, we know they have to have an erev tavshilin. It has to be a tavshil, something that's cooked or roasted. And therefore, once they go and they cook it, they roast it. So now there's no problem with bishul akum, because they're allowed to go ahead and do it because it can be eaten raw. And now we have fine. It can be used erev tavshilin. V'av dinu nachri kased harsana. Aser. You know the old kased harsana. We've spoken about that a few times. It's when you would fry, you take fish and you fry it with, Rashi says, metugan b'shuman, with the fat. And kirvei dagim, the fat of the fish itself, and kemachim with flour. If they go ahead and they made this type of fish food, fish patty, you know, with this kind of stuff, then it's going to be a problem of bishalakum. Pshita, obviously it's going to be a problem of bishalakum. What are you talking about? Right? Because what do you have? We have kemach in there. Kemach can't be eaten raw. So if it can't be eaten raw, then when the guy is cooking it, then obviously it's having impact. So why would you think that otherwise? Says Gemara, Ma'u de Tema, you may have thought, beep, turn the page, says Anima Beis. Harsina Iker, maybe you would have thought the only the, Rashi says the Shumana Dagam, that's the Iker. Kamash Milan, that's not the case. Kimcha Iker, actually the kemach itself is the Iker, and therefore we have a problem of Bishal Akum. We said a second ago, a moment ago, that it has to be a kazayas. We got a problem. Kazayas echad lekula. Oh, no. Another guy wants to know. We're going to break it down and see. We're going to ask a question in a second. It was in my head. I shouldn't have said the viter. Now, iboilu. Kazayas echad lekulan. Odilma kazayas kol echad vechad. Does it, one kazayas is good enough for anyone who's going to be partaking of this? Or, like, in other words, who wants to be able to use the seir of tavshilin to be able to cook? Odilma kazayas kol echad vechad. Every single person in the household has to go ahead and have a kazayas worth for them if they want to be able to cook. So there's 10 people in the house, you have to have 10 kazayas in there for each one of them to cook. Toshima, Toshima, Diamarav, Abba, Barmarav. A Ruvi Tavshil and Tsukin Kazayas, it's got to be Kazayas, Bein the Echad, Bein the Meir, whether one person or 100 people. So one is enough. Tanan, now we go to Measakasha. If you remember in our Mishnah, we said, Achlu Oshavad, let's say you ate your Ev Tavshilin or it got lost before and you still have more things you want to cook. Lo Yavasha, Lo Betchili, you're not allowed to cook anymore. You're sorry, you can't cook on Yom Tov or Shabbos anymore. Shir Mimenu calls you, but if you left over even a little bit, then Samech Halav Lavashel, you can go, I'm sorry, Le Shabbos, you'll let it go and cook on Shabbos, for Shabbos. My Kolshu, what does it mean to Kolshu? Lav Afagav, the Lekha Kazayas, doesn't it mean even if it's less than a Kazayas? A Kolshu, a small, tiny amount. And you said a moment ago it has to be at least a kazayas. Well, we say it seems from our Mishnah not like that. It says Gemara lo deis be kazayas. What it means is as of a kazayas. Toshima, let's try a little more. Tafshil zetzli, the tafshil zetzli. Oh, a tafshil can be tzli. It's allowed to be roasted. I feel kavush shaluk umuvushal. Even if it's kavush, it's pickled. Shaluk, it's something when you cook it a lot. Umuvushal, or it's cooked like a regular amount. Vikolius haispanin shenasan alav chamin me'erev yomtev. We had this in Masechta Shabbos. Rashi points out this is a type of Spanish fish, Spanish mackerel, dag maliachu. It's a salted fish, virach v'necho. It's very soft and edible, kamoshu chai, like it's raw. But what you should do is they would take a hot water and like splash it with hot water, and that's its bishul. Masechta Shabbos, dachasav zui gemar melachto. That's a gemar melachto. So Rashi says, shenasu alav chamin, she'asu lo me'erev yontiv bishul haro'oy lo. He did what was necessary for it. Tchilaso v'sofo ein lo shir. Oh, these Erevs that we just spoke about, the Tafshil Zetzli, and even Kovash Shalak and Mavushal, Kovash Hespana, Shalas and Lev Chaim Erev Shal, Yantuf, there's no Shir. There's no Shir, as she says, Tchilasa Kishe Asa, HaTafshil, Ein Lo Shir, Kami Hebo, doesn't matter how much there is. Sofo means Ochlo, Sha'avdo, Vishir, Mimeno Ktsas, if you ate or you lost, is left over, lift just a little bit, then there's no shear, it's fine. My love, ain't no shear cloud. It doesn't have any shear, even if it's a tiny, tiny amount, which means it doesn't have to be a kazayas. Lo, ain't no shear, la maila. There's no upper shear, which means it doesn't matter how much you make. You can go do as much as you want. But there is, aval, yesh lo shear, lamata. There is a minimum shear that it's got to be, which is lo yivchos, Rashi says, me kazayas. Can't be less than a kazayas. You got to know about it. You need das for it. Says Gemara, what does that mean? Pshita das maniach bein, and obviously the one who's actually making it has to have in mind that he's doing his erev tavshilin. So then, what does it mean that it has to have das? Das mishe nuchu lo beinan. Maybe it means it also has to be for the person who you're doing it for. Lo beinan, or maybe they actually don't need das, and only you have to have das. As long as you have it, it's good. But they don't need to know that you did it for them. What's the answer? We don't know either way. It says Gemara, Toshima, Davud Shmuel, Ma'ariv Akula Nardoi. Shmuel's father used to be making an Erev Tavshilin for the entire city. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Ma'ariv Akula Tveria. They used to do it for the entire Tveria. That's where they used to live. Machis Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi got up and made an announcement on Yontif. He would say, Mishloni Erev Tavshilin, Yavlu Mizrael, Shelly, someone who gave me an Erev, you can go ahead and just rely on me. I had you in mind. So what do you see? Sounds like you don't have to have in only you, the person making it, has to have in mind. But one who's doing it for it doesn't. Vyad Kama, how far is it that someone can be included in such a thing? Guy lives like four countries away. He can be involved. The distance is Tchum Shabbos. Some Rashi says that someone who's sitting outside of the Tchum, his das is not on him. And velo alu alibo lezochin. He didn't think about him. It wasn't in his mind. The person who's making the thing doesn't have in mind for those who are outside of the chum. There was a blind person who used to go ahead and he would teach all these braises in front of Shmuel. These masnisa of mishnayos. So yodea mishnayos. Sorry, Rashi says so yodea mishnayos. Begirso machzel nisnel by heart mishnayos. He would go over them b'fnei my Shmuel. She was through a specific kikron. He knew it. He knew him pretty darn tune well. Chazit navi otziv. Shmuel saw that he was very sad. The blind person was upset. Amalei said to him, "Amai atziva? What are you sad for?" Amalei said, "Delo siv erev tavshila. I had to make an erev tavshila, and now what am I going to do? I can't get ready from yontov to Shabbos." Amalei smoke chadidi. Don't worry. Stick with me, my friend. I did it. Rashi says, right? SWM. Stick with me. I got you. I did my whole town. Lashana, the next year, Chazed Davi, also, we saw that he was upset. Amarle, he said to him, I said, Lashana, Cheres, Rosh Hashanah, Shein Yochal, Niachal, Hassan, Ulhasnos. So he saw the next year again. Amarle, he said, "Why are you so upset? Am I at Siva? Atzivas, what are you upset about?" Amalei says to him, "Delo siv eru v'tavshilan." I'm making an erev tavshilan. Amalei, no, poshea. No, I'm sorry, my friend. Now it's a problem. Now it's poshea. Lukule al mashari. Everyone can use my erev. The ducha aser, but to you it's aser. Rashi says, "Shein daiti al mizidin." My das is not on those who are amazed. Va'poshim sheinam turadin ledivrei charedim ledivrei chachamim, and those are poshea that are negligent. And they don't tremble for the words of the Chachamim. If Tashina is a Chachamim, it's Rabbanah to get in. And someone is not careful and doesn't tremble for the Chachamim, you know, people say, "It's only to Rabbanan." Oh, yeah, well, you know what? You're not in my Erev anymore. Tani Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, otherwise known as on Friday, Ein Marvin Lo Eruve Techumin, Velo Eruve Chatzeros. You can't make an Erev Techumin, Erev Shabbos, and Erev Chatzeros on Yontif, that's going into Shabbos. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, "Ma'arvin erev chatzeros, you can do such and a thing of a lo erev techumin. You're allowed to make an erev chatzeros. Erev chatzeros is to go from your house into your chatzer. There's a bunch of different houses, let's say, in one chatzer. Of a lo erev techumin, you can't make an erev techumin. We can go beyond the tchum Shabbos, 2000, beyond 2000 amas. Rebnei shata osro bedaver ha'osrlo. V'iata osro bedaver hamutalo. You can aser someone from doing something which is aser for him to do on Yontif also. But you can't aser something for someone to do that it would be mutter for them to do on Yontif. Since tchum, there's a tchum by Shabbos and tchum by Yontif as well, therefore you could say you can't make an erev tchumin on Yontif for Shabbos. But when it comes to chatzeros, erev chatzeros, that's nishkin aplam on Yontif, that you don't need an erev chatzeros, so therefore you can't aser the person for making an erev chatzeros from Yontif to Shabbos. So we have ourselves a bit of machlokas here. Tanakama versus Rebbe. Itmar, Rav Amar, halachik Tanakama. Rav says, "Lochas like the Tanakama that you're not allowed to make an erev chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos." Ushmuel Amar, halachik Rebbe. Shmuel says, "Halachik was like Rebbe that you're allowed to go ahead and make an erev chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos." Frak the Gemara. Shmuel just said that the halachik goes like Rebbe that you're allowed to go ahead and make an erev chatzeros on Friday, which is Yontif for Shabbos. Ibailu, they want to know halachik. Rebbe Lekula? Is he saying that Lacha is like him Kekula or Lechumra? Or is it a Chumra? In other words, to matter it or to aser it? In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Pshita de Lekula Kama. He just said that he's even able to do an Erev Chatzeros. Obviously, he's being Makel. Gemara now explains that there were two different versions of Rebbe, and the question is, when Shmuel said that Lacha is like Rebbe, was he going like the version that was Makel or like the version that was Machmir? Here's the second version. Mishum deshalach Rebbe Elazar leGola, because Rebbe Elazar sent from Eretz Yisrael to Gola, that means the Bavel, so everybody was hanging out. Lo kishatem kishatem shonim beBavel. It's not like you go ahead. It's not like you teach in Bavel. The Rebbe Mater Cham Moser. Rebbe is Mekel, says you could have Chatzeros, and the Tanakhama said it's Aser. Ella, it's the opposite. Rebbe Osir V'cham Matirun. It was the Rebbe said it's Aser, and Cham said it's Mutter. So my, that's what the Gemara wants to know. And Shmuel said, the Halacha goes like Rebbe, do you mean Lekula or Lechumra? Like in Bavel or like in Eretz Yisrael? Bavel, which is more Mekel, or in Eretz Yisrael, which is one that was saying he's Machmir. Toshima, let's take a look and see if we can figure out which way it was. the Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi Ovad Uvda Kavasid Shmuel. Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, he paskined like Shmuel paskined, and Shmuel went according to Rebbe. Now, does that mean he went in Bilakula or Lechumra? V'amar Rav, and Rav came and he said, Tchilas Ora, the Hayit Sumer Mirabanan Lekilkula. Tchilas Ora, this way of his paskining, of this Sumer Mirabanan, this young fiery Tamil Chacham, this Ruv, is bad. It's coming Lekilkula. And what does that mean? If you want to say that Taka, it was being make it all. In other words, that Shmuel went according to Rebbe in the make away. Maybe that's the kill cool. Because the fact that people are going to say that you're not allowed to do it, they're going to end up going ahead and they're going to carry on Hainu Kilkula. That's going to Taka be the kill cool. They're going to end up carrying on Shabbos without setting up the Erev Chatzeros. Whoops, said that wrong. Hainu Kilkula means that they're going to end up going ahead and making an Erev Chatzeros, when really they shouldn't be doing it. That's a kill call, if you're going to be Lekula. And that wouldn't make sense. Eliyam or Tlechumra, if you want to say he passed on Lechumra, my kill call Ika. So it must be that he paskined Lechumra. So he's going, no, not true. Kevin the Mekalkli of a Rabbim, you know what? If you're going to go Lechumra, maybe that was the kill call. That's what I mentioned before. They're going to end up carrying it, even though they are going to carry in the chatzeros and the house of the chatzer into the chatzer, even though they didn't make something. So being lechumra is going to come for kilkul. So you don't have a raya either way. Beep, turn the page. You'd sign him off. Hainu kilkula. And maybe that's why Rav is saying that it's a kilkul. So we don't know which one. Was he going with Shmuel saying that you go with Rebbe lechumra or lekula? Says the Gemara, Amarav Chista, Amarav Huna, Halacha kirebi vileesor. Well, that's pretty straightforward. He's saying halacha is like Rebbe, and it's lesser, meaning that it is also to make the chatzeros on Yontif right before Shabbos. That's going according to the way that we understood in Eretz Yisroel, which is lechumra. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.